Welcome to Schuyler High School. We're getting ready for varsity doubleheader action in Class 2, District 6, the 4-5 matchup between the South Shelby Cardinals and the Knox County Eagles. Scott Luncey here, and the winner will take on the top seeded Milam Wildcats, who are undefeated 23-0 coming into tonight's contest. Cardinals, 4th seed, 11-12 on the year. They come in at 1-4 Clarence County Conference play, Knox County Eagles. 6-15 on year, 2-5 in Lewis Clark play on the season. Last time these two teams met was back in 2015 at the Highland Tournament, and it was a 72-21 victory for the Knox County Eagles. And they're looking to advance to the district semifinals for a fourth consecutive year. To take a break, we'll get the opening tip-off between the Cardinals and the Eagles next on Information Radio Quick.
Do you have some uninvited guests living in your home? Then you need to call the Bug Busters at Pest Pro Solutions in Shelbina. Michael and his team of professionals will rid your home of meddlesome pests effectively and to your complete satisfaction. The pros at Pest Pro Solutions understand how important your four-legged family members are and use only pet-safe formulas. Call them today at 573-588-7378. For your convenience, you'll have the same technician from start to finish. You can also visit their website at pestpromissouri.com.
Northeast Diesel Service of Shelbina, a family-owned business for over 40 years, is Missouri's most trusted and experienced fuel injection pump facility with a large selection of exchange pumps and turbochargers. Northeast Diesel Service offers factory-authorized warranties and repairs on all diesel fuel injection equipment and does power enhancements on all diesel-powered pickups. Northeast Diesel of Shelbina believes business goes where it's invited and stays where it's well-treated.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
Jewel Hicks lives at Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina. We recently asked Jewel how satisfied she has been with Shelbina Villa as her home.
Well, I've been here 6.5 years, so, and I know all the people that live here, and I think everybody seems to be well satisfied. You feel like you're family with them.
Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina. It's an option to assisted living facility, and it's also the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
When your project calls for only the finest woods, trust Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty. Cardwell Lumber has many satisfied customers that will tell you about the fine kiln-dried lumber offered at competitive prices. Cardwell Lumber offers quality walnut, oak, and ash lumber at low prices with no middleman. White oak, red oak, and ash window and door trim, baseboard, and chair rail moldings are also made there. Also available is top-grade sheets of oak, cherry, walnut, hickory, and birch. For quality lumber, go to Cardwell Lumber Incorporated on Highway 15 near Novelty. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and also now offering hardwood flooring.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies and bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
Reach Home Radio encourages you to step by these fine businesses. Thank them for making this South Shelby Knox County 4-5 district matchup possible. That would be Heinz Body Shop, Harley Craft, your local shelter and insurance agent. Heinz Performance Park, Sulphur Community Care, Shelby County R4, School District of Shelbina and Clarence. Shelbina Villa Life Care, Northeast Diesel, Airco Convenience Center, Pest Pro Solutions, all of Shelbina, Joyce Embroidery Clearance, Cardwell Lumber Incorporated, here at Novelty. South Shelby Cardinals are in the home white uniforms with red numbers in the blue trim. Knox County in the road reds, black numbers in white trim. For the South Shelby Cardinals, it will be Cole Mitchell, Brock Wood, Parker Fantasteel, Guy Timbrook, and also David Benton that will get things started. Or check that, Daniel Burke. Meanwhile, for Knox County, it will be Robert Bach, Trent Clocky, Colton Morrow, as well as a couple others. Here's the opening tip-off, and it will be South Shelby ball. They are going left to right on the radio dial. It will be Daniel Burke now over to Brock Wood. From the left elbow, now comes left side Cole Mitchell. Mitchell dribbles up to the left wing, now to the rim. Now they'll heave a shot up, and Cole Mitchell has the first point on the evening. We'll get the Milan Wildcats in the semifinals on Thursday. It's top here. Dylan Strong over to Connor Hayes, who is the leading scorer for Knox County. At the top to Morrow, now to Hayes. Press drive now into the right corner. Now it comes down low. Wood with steal. Up the middle for Daniel Burke. With two on him. Out of control. But thanks for doing it. Already a 4-0 start for the South Shelby Cardinals. On the right corner, Connor Hayes. Shields still with team of Fantasteel and Mitchell. Back up top to Dylan Strong. Now passes over to Morrow. Now into the left corner for Clocky. Opposite wing, Hayes releases a three in and out, and it will be a rebound by Guy Timbrook. Now over left corner, Fantasteel back to Mitchell, lost control of it, and it will roll out of bounds. Zach Short in his second year as the head coach of the Knox County Eagles guided the Lady Eagles softball team to a Final Four appearance down Springfield this past October. And now from the right block, Dylan Strong gets the first point for the Knox County Eagle. And now it's the 4-2 now on the right wing. Bump. And it looks like it's going to be a ball out of bounds. Here is Mitchell to drive from the right elbow over the rim and into the hands of Trent Clocky. Clocky will give it over to Dylan Strong, point guard. Comes back up top to Morrow. Now into the left wing. Now right side, Strong. Tries to get around Parker Fantasteel, and it is deflected out. So two to go here in the first quarter, 4-2 in favor of the South Shelby Cardinals. And we're utilizing the middle school gym here at Schuyler County High School, trying to get all these district quarterfinal games in prior to the ending snow and ice that's supposed to be moving into Big K Country a little later on. On the right wing, here's Connor Hayes. He knocks home the three. And it is a 5-4 lead for Knox County. To the inside guy, Timbrook. And he misses a gift layup. Off of the nice assist of Parker Fantasteel. Here's Dylan Strong. He'll come to the right elbow. He'll drive. Pulls up. Kick out right side. Connor Hayes dishes out a three. Too strong. And the Mock takes it. Three sets for Hayes. Now pass inside to Clocky. 6'2 junior now inside for 6'1 Mock. Outside Strong. Now left side. They'll come to Colton Morrow. Strong. Attacks. Kick out. Left side. Morrow can't do anything with it. Now to Clocky. Morrow. Man-to-man shown by the Cardinal. Going strong. To Hayes. Back of top mock. Doesn't take the three. Knox County stays patient. Now on the dribble drive. And the two. Colton Morrow. And 7-4 lead for Knox County. Here's Cole Mitchell. Now to Wood, and it's going to be a travel foul. Get our first subs into the game, but it'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll do it as well. 7-4, Knox County with the lead on QuickCentralMoFo.com.
If you would never lend a buddy your wobble sockets because, well, he really should have his own, then CarQuest is for you. If even your work gloves have calluses, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
So out of the 32nd timeout by second-year South Shelby coach Ethan Shackelford, it will be Knox County ball as they're on a 7-0 run. They'll come on to the left corner here for Connor Hayes. Now Brock Wood will deflect it out for the South Shelby Cardinal. Wood an all-stater on the gridiron and a four-time medalist. On the track, as the two will go for Knox County, it is going to be Connor Hayes that grabs it, and now we get our foul called. This is going to belong to Baltimore. Knox County senior, one of two seniors starting lineup. Coming in will be Branson Miller. Four Millers on this Knox County roster. Look, come on the left corner for Burke. Looks up to Mitchell, now to Wood. Around the arc to the right elbow as they go 2-1-2 on the defense for the Eagles. Back up top to Wood. Now down low, Parker Fansfield bumped. He'll go to line for two. And that will be Logan Miller picking up his first stop for an Knox County Eagles. And they're going to say it's actually on the floor. So Brock Wood will take it just to the right block. Finds left wing for Mitchell, but an off-ball foul at the top of the key. And they're going to pick that up on Daniel Burke. So South Shelby will turn the ball over to Branson Miller. 5'7 freshman comes over to the right wing, over to Logan Miller. Now to Nash Miller at the top. Releasing the three, a little too strong, was clocky, but a rebound by Connor Hayes. One more try. And then for Nash Miller. Four Millers on this Knox County team. You got Logan the junior, Branson the freshman, as Parker Vanskill puts the layup in for South Shelby. Nash Miller a senior, and also Braden Miller a freshman. Right now, this is Branson. And it is Rockwood with the steal and the transition bucket and the 2-and-a timeout. A 30-second one by Zach Short will do it as well. 3:10 to go here. And quarter number one, 11-8. Knox County to lead on quick.
Whatever you need printed, whether it's on a shirt, jacket, or hat, the name to remember is Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence. From special design shirts to personal bling to letter jackets to promotional items for your school, business, or nonprofit organization, if you need it, Joyce's Embroidery in Clarence can print it. And there's no setup fee or hidden charges for special design shirts from 1 to 1,000. See more at joycesembroidery.com. Joyce's is even your UPS drop-off spot.
This is Joyce. Just remember, anything is possible at Joyce's Embroidery in downtown Clarence. Just ask.
We're back here at Schuyler County Middle School as we've split up the gym today in hopes to get these Class 2 District 6 quarterfinal games in prior to Mother Nature. Right now we got Putnam County and Scotland County is going in on the layup for Knox County. It's Branson Miller on the cut. That's over on Superstation Crest right now. And then we'll, after this game, we will have the Knox County girls and Schuyler County girls here in the middle school. And getting the steals, Connor Hayes for Knox County. South Shelby try to take a pass down on his baseline. Right to left go the Eagle. They'll drop it off here to Colton Morrow. Now back up top to Logan Miller. Left side, Clocky. Back up top, Connor Hayes, the three, got it. Goes off that loose right, Brister, and it's 16-8, the five-seeded Eagles. Mitchell in transition through two. He got contacted on a reach, and that'll be Logan Miller's second foul for the Eagles. 14-8 in favor of Knox County. Free throws coming up here for Cole Mitchell. 5'8 sophomore shooting 66% on the year. Sixth best on the team behind Guy Timbrook. Will make the first. Ethan Shackelford said he's probably one of the best pure shooters on this South Shelby team. Has been streaky at times. Check coming up here for 5'8 sophomore. Sends it. Has a nice little backspin and hits the net. Mitchell has four. Fan of Steel two as well as Burke for the 10 points. 16-10, Knox County. Hayes with eight. Miller, Branson, that is. Nash, each with two, and Colton Morrow with the two as well. And now add two more. Trenton Clocky will get a bucket and one coming up. To get a pushing foul on Brock Wood, his first. And one coming up on its way to Trent Flocky, and he'll cash in. 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Here's Brock Wood for the Cardinals. Partial press shown by the Eagle. Escaping left wing is Mitchell. Feels trap in the backcourt. Now it's almost stolen away, got packed in the backcourt, and now it goes out on sideline, right at the timeline, and it will be the ball. On the left corner, Guy Timbrook doesn't take the three. Forces one inside, look for Sean Wilkerson, read beautifully there by the first team, Lewis Clark, linebacker, and Crest All-Star, Robert Mock. At the top, counter Hayes releases another three and knocks it down. Another timeout called by the South Shelby Cardinals. It's a full minute 36 to go in the opening quarter. 20-10, Knox County with the lead on Quick.
We asked Anna Jean Wilt, a resident at Salt River Community Care, how she filled her day.
Well, we have exercise class at least once a week. You can play most any kind of cards you want to play. We have a planned activity that the nursing home provides, something that we can participate if we want to. There's always something you can find to do. I haven't had any problem with that.
Residents live life to the fullest at Salt River Community Care in Shelbina. View saltrivercommunitycare.com. The Board of Education Administration, faculty, and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Back on Quick, centralmoinfo.com, 22-10 in favor of the Knox County Eagles. South Shelby out of a full timeout, looking to get some offense going. Chris's Knox County defense is doing a very good job, especially down low against the bigs of Fannin, Steele, and Timbrook. Now here's Wood, high post, over left side, Benton, now to Mitchell, drives, back to the high post, left wing, now down low. Looking for Fannin Steele, has the double team, and he will get called for a 3 second. Steele's trying to just get up really quick and get a quick layup. Nothing to go in there. So Eagles will slow the tempo down just a touch. As this is Dylan Strong, the 5'8 senior. Takes to the top. Now rolls one over right side for Hayes. Now no look pass. Hip by Sal Shelby, but Flocky there in the corner. Now he's down the sideline and out. 55.4 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Brock Wood to the left wing. Now high post for David Fenton. Back out top of Wood. He'll drive on the right elbow. Now cuts to the inside into the paint. Trying to get it over to Wilkerson. Knox County feels pressure, but Wilkerson corrals it. Down to Mitchell. He looks to the right side. Trying to drop it off the Wood. He does. 30 seconds. Now here is Benton. Rolls it over to Van Steele. His teardropper a little too shallow. And Mark picks it up for the Eagles. 20 seconds. Let's go here in the first quarter. Make it 11 on the right side. Colton Morrow now fade away. And a three by Connor Hayes. Too strong. Gets his own rebound. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. And a charge call. Brock Wood got on the baseline and threw it. That'll be the first one belonging to Connor Hayes. 2.1 seconds. And it will be David Fenton from the right wing. Now to Wood. Has to throw one up. Does. And he got the left side of the rim. 22-10. Knox carrying the lead after one quarter play over South Shelby on QuickSendCentralMoInfo.com.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire or need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
Ask Carly Kropf about shelter's roadside assistance.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
It's a 22-10 lead for the Knox County Eagles over the South Shelby Cardinals in the 4-5 matchup of Class 2 District 6. The winner gets to take on second-ranked Milan Wildcats in the semifinal, who are the top seed and handled Schuyler County fairly easily last night in the Arbatcher quarterfinal game. Knox County with the ball in the road red uniforms with the black numbers by Trim. And they're going right to left on your radio dial. South Shelby trying to get a steal courtesy of guy Tim Brooks. Not going to be able to do it. They try and force one inside the mock. Wood deflects it out. And it will be South Shelby in the home white uniforms, red numbers, blue trim. Brock Wood will take it for the Cardinals up left side here for David Fenton. Or Daniel Burke, I beg your pardon. Wood, now to Tim Brooks. Back up top to Wood. Now comes left side. Vansteel takes the shot. Back up top to Brock. Now Parker Vansteel left side. Three does go. And taken away by Dylan Strong. It'll come across now onto the left side. In for Morrow. Left wing. Blocky. Three. No go. Block the rebound for Knox County. They'll try right side. Connor Hayes, fade away, pretty. From about 15 feet out, Connor Hayes has 13 of the 24 Eagle points. Now pass a little bit behind David Fenton, and trying to get the steal was Morrow, but back is Wood. Now down low, Vansteel makes one off the right window. 24-12. Going strong at the top. Pass it over to the left wing for Morrow. Now they try to get it to Tim Brooke. Can't. Or Tim Brooke tried to go for a steal, take it part in. Now running the baseline was Connor Hayes. Overshot it. Wood takes it. For the Cardinals. Up the left side. Now left corner. Trying to release a quick one was Burke. Can't do so. Burke up top to Fenton. Fenton from the right wing. Back out. Parker Vansteel, now right corner, Brock Wood. Man-to-man shown by Knox County. Now Timbrook, he's partially bumped. Back out to Wood on the right elbow. Other side of the wing for Fenton. Fenton surveys down on the baseline. Nothing there. Trying to get back up. Resets for Timbrook. Now to Wood. Red the Eagles defense so far. Strong on the 2-3 zone. And Timbrook finds the soft spot right in the middle of it. Rattles home to two. On to the right side, Morrow. Back to top of the mock. Left wing now for Clocky. Now Timber trying to get a hand in there. Can't do it. Hayes. Now Wood does. And he's in it alone. Up and in for the layup. Brock Wood gets his first point. Now draws the steal. Double team. And back-to-back for Brock. Our timeout called a full by Knox County as South Shelby's gone on an 8-0 run. 24-18, 5:01 to go in quarter number two on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Five oh one to go here in the second quarter. And it's 24-18 in favor of the Knox County Eagles. Fifth seed in this tournament. He'll come out to the right wing. Dylan Strong now down low for Robert Mock. Taken away by Brock Wood. Wood for the Cardinals. Kick out right side. Burke now down inside for Fannisteel. And his hand was influenced from that pass courtesy of Robert Mock, and that will be the junior first foul. So here's Brockwood. He'll take it to the left of the Knox County bucket. Lows a high one for Tim Brooks just inside the paint. Now outside for Parker Fannisteel. Finds another spot and rolls one in from the left wing. Al Shelby slowly clawing back into this game. Back up top, here is Jacob Becker in the game first time for Knox County. They try to get it to Branson Miller. Cole Mitchell deflects it off him and back to the Cardinals. Our sub coming in for Knox County. That would be Connor Hayes after a quick breather. Leading score for the Eagles, 14.8. Right side for Burke. Now down low for Parker Fannisteel from the right baseline. Now left side for Wood. Inside. Tim Brooke, his two, is blocked by Pecker. Knox County up the left wing. Here's Branson Miller across the timeline to the top of key. Now trying to go coast to coast. Kick out to Mays on the right elbow. Now back around up top of the clocky. Left side for Nash Miller. Now to Branson. Miller's in the game. As 5'7 freshman tries to get around Mitchell, and he gets a hand in there, and Knox County somehow keeps it alive as Becker will come back across. And a little too aggressive, it appears that is Guy Timbrook that will pick up the foul. That'll be a foul call on Timbrook, his first. At the top, Dylan Strong now right wing for Hayes. Back around up top to Mock. To the left wing. Try to attack. Can't do so. Flocky. His high post two is in. Flocky with five. It's 26-20. Now we'll come to the inside. The two will not go for Parker Fannisteel. Foul called. He will. Actually, it was an offensive foul. Check that. As they get Fannisteel, they say it was an elbow. Going strong. Now on top of the fence. Morrow. Jones in the left corner. Here's a retry by Hayes. A little too strong, and it will go out. Strong again. Right wing. And hitting the three is Connor Hayes. 29-20 Knox County. Hayes with 16. Good pure shooter. And now an elbow on Parker Fanisfield as he lunged into the right baseline shot. That'll be his second foul. And he will, in all likelihood, check out the game. He does just that. Taking his place is David Fenton. Going strong from the right elbow. Comes back up top now on the little give to Mock, and Wood backs it away. And he'll take it from the assist from Mitchell, and now Strong makes contact with Wood in transition. And foul will be called on the 5'8 senior. His first. Also, 7th foul already for Knox County. So 1-1 coming up here for Brock Wood. 55% from the cherry stripe this year. Eyes to rim on its way and bounces it in. Second shot coming up here for the senior Wood. Trying to make this a 7-point game, and he will do just that. Press shown by the Cardinals, but Knox County escapes it with Hayes on the right side. He'll try and go coast-to-coast instead. It goes over to Mock. Now Shelby wants to travel, not going to get it. Mock will get points. His first on the evening, 31-22. From the left elbow, this is a guy, Tim Brook, and it'll be deflected out. Wood again. Benton, right wing for Mitchell, the three, and that is offline right. Blocky the board for Knox County. And a 30 to go here in the half. Branson Miller, around one, can't get around two, took a stop trying to go around Benton and shuffle the feet, takes a travel. Wood will go on the left wing. Defend back to Wood. Defend on the left side. Now they try and go in, and it is taken away by Robert Mark. Now to Hayes. They will come across at the top key. Now to Fenton from the left wing. His shot in is blocked away by Daniel Burke. Spilling to the floor was Trent Clocky. Ash Miller in for Knox County with exactly 1 minute to go here in the half. They'll give it to Hayes from the left corner, now up top. Benton's protecting. Drops it over to Clocky. Now back up top to Mott. To Miller. Back up top is Nash Miller, 40 seconds to go. Now to Mock. Drives, kick out to Nash, around two. Back up top to Mock. Looks like the Eagles are content trying to hold on for the final shot here. They lead 31-22. Trying to find Hayes, keeps it alive in the corner. Now to Mock, 16 seconds. Mock. Drives, and now over to Clocky, and deflected. Actually, check that. Goes to the left and out of bounds. Fantasy field into the game for the final 13 seconds, and Wood will pick it up at the top. To the right wing. Down to Timbrook. A three off the front of the rim. Now here's Connor Hayes. 2 seconds. He stripped. Now Fantasy will a half-court shot at the buzzer, and it will just be a hair too strong. 31, Knox County. 22, South Shelby. The fifth seed leads the fourth seed after one half of play. Take a break on quick, centralmoinfo.com. Take a look at some of your first half stats and thank some of our sponsors.
Save precious time by stopping at Errico Convenience Center. Refuel, buy dinner, restock your soda, and pick up snacks for the road. Right now at Errico, get tempting tenders. That's 4 tenders and 4 wedges for $6.49. Or how about all legs? 5 legs for $5.55. Happy hours from 2 till 4 with 2 tenders and 2 wedges for $3.50. And get 2 large cans of Pringles for $4. Errico Convenience Center stocks hundreds of items, including hot stuff pizza. Errico Convenience Center, a branch of Ayers Oil Company.
Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville focuses on delivering you the best service and best products, whether it's seed, chemicals, fertilizer, propane, or fuel from their Cartrell stations in Edina and Shelbyville. Northeast Missouri Co-op is also proud to support their communities as well as different groups and projects that benefit area citizens. Northeast Missouri's future is in the hands of our youth. That's why Northeast Missouri Co-op is a proud supporter of area schools and student activities. Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina and Shelbyville believes by investing in our youth now, the dividend is a brighter future for all.
Side and Strickland's has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or sideandstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Whether it's balls or strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work. And you certainly know they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is some of the most valuable lessons we can teach our students. It's a message brought to you by your friends at Alpha Media and Missouri State High School Activities Association. And also, I'd like to give a shout-out to all the officials out there today as well. With all things considered, a lot of these games are requiring split gyms today, and that requires a lot of extra officials at hand. So if you happen to be traveling out to a game today or are coming back from one, or you happen to be doing another split doubleheader at some point, I think we owe a big thank you to those officials for helping us get these games in, at least for tonight and hopefully for tomorrow and the rest of the week. Also, a quick note. The guys back at the station letting me know that the Sturgeon District games were all postponed tonight. They're pushing everything back one night. So now both championships will now be Saturday afternoon. They were originally going to have the girls' championship on Friday night and then the boys' championships on Saturday, so they pushed everything back one day, so that is going to be taking place. And a lot of the others are, like I mentioned, trying to get all these games in tonight before the winter weather arrives a little later on tonight. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of your first half numbers here on Information Radio Quicks, KWIX AM Overland, KWIX FM KROS. We're at 504. Connor Hayes leading all scorers for Knox County with a total of 3, Trent Clocky with 5, Branson Miller and Nash Miller each with 2, Colton Morrow with 2, and Robert Mock with 2, as well as Dylan Strong for the 31. Meanwhile, for South Shelby, Brock Wood, Parker Fansteel each have 6, Cole Mitchell with 4, Guy Timbrook with 2, as well as Daniel Burke. Take a break here on QuickCentralMoInfo.com. We'll preview our next game we'll have here inside this very gymnasium between Schuyler County and Knox County Girls. Be back in 2 minutes.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Do you have some uninvited guests living in your home? Then you need to call the Bug Busters at Pest Pro Solutions in Shelbina. Michael and his team of professionals will rid your home of meddlesome pests effectively and to your complete satisfaction. The pros at Pest Pro Solutions understand how important your four-legged family members are and use only pet-safe formulas. Call them today at 573-588-7378. For your convenience, you'll have the same technician from start to finish. You can also visit their website at pestpromissouri.com.
Northeast Diesel Service of Shelbina, a family-owned business for over 40 years, is Missouri's most trusted and experienced fuel injection pump facility with a large selection of exchange pumps and turbochargers. Northeast Diesel Service offers factory-authorized warranties and repairs on all diesel fuel injection equipment and does power enhancements on all diesel-powered pickups. Northeast Diesel of Shelbina believes business goes where it's invited and stays where it's well-treated.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
South Shelby and Knox County teams both coming back onto the floor in this 4-5 matchup. Right now, the fifth-seeded Eagles lead South Shelby by a score of 31-22. Our next game we have coming up on Information Radio Quicks is on the girls' side, a 2-7 matchup between the Knox County Lady Eagles and the Schuyler County Lady Rams. The Lady Rams have actually been playing a lot of better basketball as of late in the La Plata tournament. They gave Green City a run for their money in the district are in the La Plata tournament semifinals before the Lady Gophers took over in that game. Meanwhile, for the Knox County Lady Eagles, they've been playing very well in a very tough Lewis and Clark Conference all season long. 15-7 are the Eagles' record as they come in to tonight's contest. They have a lot of experience coming back from team just 1 year ago, and it should be a very fun matchup to watch. And that'll be game number two of our doubleheader today here from the Schuyler County Middle School gym here on Information Radio Quicks. Over on Crest, right now it is 38-27 in favor of Scotland County as they're defeating right now the Putnam County Midget. We will have that game, and then also the South Shelby Ladybird and the Milan Ladycat on Superstation Crest. That'll be after the Putnam County and Scotland County game right now going on the Superstation. We'll be back in 90 seconds for the second half between Knox County and South Shelby on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
When your project calls for only the finest woods, trust Cardwell Lumber Incorporated near Novelty. Cardwell Lumber has many satisfied customers that will tell you about the fine kiln-dried lumber offered at competitive prices. Cardwell Lumber offers quality walnut, oak, and ash lumber at low prices with no middleman. White oak, red oak, and ash window and door trim, baseboard, and chair rail moldings are also made there. Also available is top-grade sheets of oak, cherry, walnut, hickory, and birch. For quality lumber, go to Cardwell Lumber Incorporated on Highway 15 near Novelty. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and also now offering hardwood flooring.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
...31-22 in favor of the Knox County Eagles, and it'll be South Shelby ball for to start the second half. They're in the home white uniforms with red numbers and blue trim. Daniel Burke, Brockwood, Parker Fansteel, Cole Mitchell, Guy Timbrook all on the floor for the Cardinals. Tell you the Knox County starting five here in just a moment in the second half. As it is 31-22. Here is Wood from the right elbow. Opposite wing. The Fansteel now up top to Burke. Now to Wood. Wood looks to drive, does from the high post, pulls up for a two, and that is going to be a rebound by Guy Timbrook, and he'll clean up the second shot. Knox County in the road, red uniforms, black numbers, white trim. Dylan Strong, Connor Hayes, Trent Klonke, Colton Morrow, and Robert Mock. The five on the floor for the Eagle. This is Klonke, out right wing for Strong. Back up top. Hayes, the three, and knocks it home. That's five threes for Connor Hayes. And a press shown, and it is taken away by Colton Morrow. Now Wood from the right wing. Stops, starts, high post, rolls one, left side for Burke. Fansteel back at top, Cole Mitchell wide open top of the key. Three and six, three rattles off the front, back of the rim, and drops in. Cole Mitchell is 7, 34-27 in favor of the South Shelby Cardinal. Going strong. Now over to David Benton. Strong. Now over to Hayes. His right wing shot. Offline left. Mitchell to rebound. Up the right wing and a foul called. And this will be a bump on Dylan Strong. Walking Strong check out for Knox County. Logan Miller. And also Nash Miller check in respectively. And speaking of Nash Miller, gets the turnover. This is over to Connor Hayes from the right wing. Now over to Morrell. Miller. Now to left side. Klonke. To Morrell. In. Now to Miller. Four to right corner for Hayes. His shot. Swatted away. That was Daniel Burke. Burke pressing hard. Now backs off on Hayes. Left wing to Colton Morrell. Hayes. Right wing. Miller. And Logan Miller from Nash. Another two. Now the other way. A bucket for South Shelby and Anwan coming up. It'll be Connor Hayes picking up his second foul as it is Guy Timbrook for an Anwan. This is to make it a two-possession game. It's on its way. And out. Here is Hayes, cross the timeline. To the right wing. Crosses it up. Now trails back in. Finds another soft spot on the zone. Off the back of the rim. Into the hands for Cole Mitchell. Spins around one. Over to Wood at the top. Back to Mitchell. Cuts in. Back out. A three. Daniel Burke left side. Doesn't go. Timbrook trying to get the offensive rebound. Does from the right wing. Resets for Mitchell. He attacks through two and a charge called. As drawn, that was Logan Miller. Sub, Steven Fenton in for South Shelby. On to the right side for Connor Hayes. Back around the top, Logan Miller drives, pulls up, banks it in. Logan Miller, four off the bench. Back to a nine-point lead for the Eagles. Wood, Mitchell, for the Cardinals. Back up top. Now we'll try left side. This is Davis Benton. Now a two-point try for Guy Timbrook. Foul called. We'll go for two. Timbrook is the anchor of a 1-3-1 zone for the South Shelby Cardinals. Shackelford wanting to see a little more consistency on the three ball for the junior Timbrook as her shot is rattled out. Second one coming for the junior. Over two. And taken away by Logan Miller. Here is Hayes. Over to Fenton. Now to Logan Miller. To Nash. Now to Morrow. Trying to go back up top to Clocky. He just throws one at the rim. Nothing there. And Wood gets the rebound. Almost got poked away. Now crowds it back in. Here's Brock Wood, the senior. The left corner for Parker Fansteel. Now to Timbrook. He'll just pull up and knock down the three. Back to a two-possession game. Hayes now for Knox County. Right side for Fulton Morrow with 2:53 to go in the third. Miller now on the left baseline. Too strong by Nash Miller. Now down low, back up top, Wood. Fantasteel right in the middle of the paint. Takes it to the rim and deflected away by Nash Miller, but a foul call. On the rebound. This will belong to Parker Fansteel. That'll be his third foul. He'll check out. And so will Trent Clocky for Knox County. Hayes for the Eagles. Now over to Logan Miller. To Clocky. It's actually Nash Miller that checked out. Now Logan, turn around two from the right elbow. Burt the rebound. Now to Wood. Directing traffic. Gets Timbrook on the left corner. Trying to go 2-2. But now tipped in by Cole Mitchell. Mitchell waiting on the other side. 38-34. Again, this is the 4-5 matchup, and it's been a close game, as we'd imagine. Here's Morrow. Inside, no one home but Brock Wood. He'll come up the right wing. Now defend Wood from the left elbow. A three. It's in for Cole Mitchell. 1-point game. Offense starting to show some life for the Cardinals as it is Hayes. Now over to Cole Morrow. He comes at the top. Protected by Mitchell. Left side, catcher and release. Three over the hoop for Connor Hayes. South Shelby looking for their first lead of the game. Here's Wood. Right wing for Mitchell. Minute 10 to go here in the first, or in the third quarter. Wood at the top. Looks. Comes right side. Mitchell for the lead. Releases too strong. And caught by Logan Miller. Minute to go in the third. Here's Connor Hayes. Dribbles to the right side, pulls up across the timeline, feels the double team. Now Hayes attacks, down low for Mock, wide open on the backdoor cut. 36 seconds to go in the third. Wood out left side for Fenton. And now a travel call. Dude, Fenton wanting to know, how's that travel? Connor Hayes for Knox County. 25 seconds to go in a much cleaner third quarter. Only five fouls. Here is Morrow. Now to Mock. Back to Morrow. 15 seconds and a 3 second in the lane call on Knox County. 3rd sub checking in. Here's to be Parker Fantasteel. Now here's the Cardinals. Will Mitchell now to Brock Wood. Wood from the left wing. Back to the right side. Mitchell, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, a two, and he will drop it home. 40-39 after three quarters of play. Sal Shelby getting back into this. 8 minutes to go here in his 4-5 matchup in Class 2, District 6 on the boys' side. All in quick, CentralMowInfo.com.
When your vehicle needs collision repair or repairs due to normal wear and tear, bring it to the specialist in automotive repair, the TechNet specialist at Hines Body Shop in Shelbana. Hello, I'm Steve Hines. You'll receive the latest in automotive technology in our certified collision repair and our quality automotive service. Whether it's wheel alignment, suspension, light mechanical, or collision repair, Hines Body Shop specialists fix it right the first time. Count on TechNet and Hines Body Shop in Shelbana. Our work speaks for itself and has since 1957.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
When you want the best parts for your car, see Heinz Performance Parts, your local CarQuest Auto Parts store newly located in downtown Shelbina. Heinz Performance Parts is a proud supporter of all local athletes.
Like to thank some more sponsors for making this Knox County South Shelby game possible. That includes Laughlin Incorporated locations in Shelby and Magna Marceline. Knox County Arawan School District, Sheriff's Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Harrison Hospital, Macon. Science Church, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Looking for a two was Dylan Strong. Doesn't go. Now in it alone. For the lead, Daniel Burke, he got it. Off the transition, and the Cardinals have their first lead of the game. Here's Dylan Strong. Over to Clocky. Hot shooting from Mays has been a big difference so far in this game. Credit to the Cardinals. They've done a good job defensively, and they're on our turnover. Wood now to Timbrook. Back up top to Wood. Left side for Perk. Now to Mitchell. Over to Fantasteel. Wood. Now in the high post for Timbrook. To the left baseline for Fantasteel. Now inside. Power move by guy Timbrook. With two on him, puts it up and in. 3-point lead for the Cardinals. Over to the right wing for Colton Morrow. Now to Strong. Back to Morrow. Looks around. Now bounces it down in the right corner for Hayes. Hayes. Back up top to Strong. Colton Strong. Already 2 points in this game. Kicks it left side for Morrow. And now from the left elbow, the three won't go for Colt Morrow. Now Wood the other way, and a floor foul called as Wood put up a shot. This will be another foul on Connor Hayes. So it should be his third. And it is. Wood and his Cardinals have a 43-40 lead. Trailing for a majority of this game. Here's Parker Fantasteel back out the left side for Daniel Burke. To Wood. Now to the left side. Baseline Mitchell and taken away. By Dylan Strong. Now timeout called. It's a full. Knox County, 43-40. Cardinals with the lead. On Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
.43-40 in favor of the South Shelby Cardinals, but Knox County gets the ball out of the full timeout. 5:52 to go here. Winner gets to Milan Wildcats, top seed in this Class 2 District 6 tournament. Undefeated, 23-0. Number 2 in Class 2. Either way, tough task at hand for both of these teams if they were to advance. Taking it to the house is Colton Monroe. It makes it 43-42. Tim Brook lobs one in, trying to find a fan of steal. A little miscommunication there from the Cardinals. Knox County takes it back. Their substitution, it'll be Logan Miller into the game for the Eagles. Here's Dylan Strong. Now to Morrow. Down low to Logan Miller. Takes down the baseline, trying to pass one out, and tipped out by David Fenton. Again, these two teams have not met in any kind of play since 2015. That was back at the Highland Tournament. Knox County won that easily, 72-21. Actually, faced only three times in history as Logan Miller gets a high post, too. It puts Knox County back on top, 44-43. Now to Cole Mitchell. Back to Wood. Now to the left wing for Kalaki. Or check that. Bend. Now Wood inside the paint. The two won't go. Tim Brook offensive rebound. He tries the second attempt shot, and Wood snaps it away. A look pass from the right corner. Now Mitchell trying to drain to three. Taken away by Mock. Now to Dylan Strong. 4:30 to go into four. 44-43 in favor of Knox County. Now down on the for Miller. The Strong. Now from the right wing for Logan Miller. He tries to pull for a shot over to Bucket and into the hands of Fantasfield. Now to Wood. Brock Wood. To the left wing. Mitchell, the three, in and out. That was for the lead. And it's Morrow that takes it. County likes to play a much slower style. Take their time across the timeline. Left wing for Morrow. Inside for Mock. Now back out to Hayes. He takes it down to the baseline. Bounces it off to Brooks. Left foot and out. Daniel Burke back into the game for South Shelby. Bounce pass. And a nice layup for Trent Clocky. Snuck around Burke on the inbound. Back to a three-point lead for the Eagles. Wood. Left wing. Burke. Now to Wood. Wood directing traffic. Tell Mitchell go across baseline. He'll take it to the right side. Now back over to Burke. Down to Mitchell. From the left corner is three. Into the hands of Strong. Dylan Strong. Looks to the right. Trying to get it to Morrow. Does with Van Steele. Trying to protect. Man to man shown by the Cardinals. Dylan Strong. Drives. High post. Kick out. Hayes. Left corner. Three. Nope. And it's into the hands of Timber. Now to Wood. He'll take it across. Right wing from Mitchell. Drive for the baseline. Knocks it. And a timeout called by South Shelby. 46-45. We'll take it as well on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
At Heinz Body Shop in Shelbina, we do more than collision repair. We're specialists in the total repair of your vehicle. This is Steve Heinz. In other words, trust us to repair problems to your vehicle due to the normal wear and tear of everyday driving. Count on Heinz Body Shop for your light mechanical repair, exhaust and brake work, air conditioning repair, tire balancing, computerized wheel alignment, as well as frame and suspension work. You'll always receive quality automotive service and repair at Heinz Body Shop in Shelbina. After all, you're driving home our reputation.
Knox County with the lead, trying to hold on and take on the Milan Wildcats in the district semifinals on Thursday. If they do, that game will be on prep. Here's Dylan Strong at the top. Comes over to the left wing for Morrow. Now back to Strong. Critical possession here for the Knox County Eagles. Strong. Now left side, high post Morrow. Now to Hayes from the left baseline. Back out for Morrow. 2 minutes going to fourth. Knox County staying patient. Mitchell bumps him, and he will fall to the floor trying to snag that. He'll pick up a foul in the process, his first. Each team has four fouls. For what it's worth. Here's Dylan Strong. Now over to Morrow. Morrow attacks. Now for Mock. Nice move on spin to the left, but he did everything but finish. Trying to get his own rebound, and it was tipped out by the Cardinals. Play Trent Blocky. He might have scraped his elbow there for a second. He'll stay in the game. Well, Knox County still has it. Still up 46-45. Dylan Strong. Now here is the two by Morrow, and he'll put it in. Now up in transition quickly, Daniel Burke misses the two, blocked the rebound. And now Mitchell steals it and puts it off the Knox County foot, and will just go to the Cardinals. Close, and it is South Shelby ball. A big turnover by Cole Mitchell down on the baseline. Wood lobs one up. Nobody home. He tries to get his own pass. South Shelby catches a break as that goes off of the foot of Dylan Strong. Huge break for the Cardinals. Wood up the left wing. Top of the key now to finish. Steal to Daniel Burke. Burke trying to find finish. Steal down low. Can't do so. Resets from Mitchell. Minute 5 to go. 48-45. Knox County. Kimbrough from the right elbow. His two too shy. And it is Hayes the rebound. When you fouled yourself, Shelby, the answer is now. Daniel Burke picks it up. Subs coming in. and it will be Hayes. Press shown by Sal Shelby. They'll bounce it out the floor for Morrow. Knox County will play keep away. And another foul called. This will be Daniel Burke. Another timeout called by Ethan Shackelford and Sal Shelby Cardinals. It's a full 46.5 seconds to go, 48-45. Knox County with the lead on information radio quick. CentralNoInfo.com.
As the golden years make their way into your life, it's important to choose living where you can relax or be active, where your needs are met and allow you the independence you want. Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina is the right choice. This is Kim Thompson. As an option to assisted living facility, we provide you care when you no longer can care for yourself, so you don't have to relocate. Shelbina Villa Life Care in Shelbina. It's an option to assisted living facility, and it's the next best thing to home. View ShelbinaVilla.com.
O'Laughlin Incorporated, with facilities in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle, is a family-owned and operated business since 1950. O'Laughlin Incorporated handles rock, sand, and ready-mix concrete. They also offer bulk hauling in dump trucks or van trailers, plus provide paving supplies in bulk pneumatics. But their services don't stop there. O'Laughlin Incorporated also provides lime hauling and VRT spreading services. For more information, call an O'Laughlin location near you in Macon, Marceline, Shelbina, and LaBelle.
.48-45, Knox County with the lead. Out of the full timeout by Sal Shelby. They show a press. Here's Mock around the left side for Morrow. Now in for Clocky. Now it's the Hayes and Sal Shelby foul. That'll be the six. Next one will be a 1-1. Here's Miller. He'll double team, and it was batted out by Wood into the Knox County bench. And so it will be Mock. Now to Hayes. He'll double team, gets fouled, and he'll go to the line. 1-1. For the best free throw shooter on this Knox County Eagles team, that would be Connor Hayes. He's yet to take free throws in this game. Could potentially ice it with 23.4 seconds. Parker Fan is still into the game for South Shelby. Eagles looking to head for four consecutive district semifinals, and he hits the front end of the lane at one, or 1-1. More importantly, has made it a two-possession game with that free throw. That was a big one. Now here's Wood. Coast to coast. It is two over and taken by Logan Miller, and he is fouled. He's going to fall to the floor, and it'll be Brock Wood that picks it up. One-on-one coming up. Miller. First one. Good. 50-45. Second one on its way. Off the back of the rim. Tim Brooks takes it. Left side. Mitchell, the three. In and out. Deflected. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Sal Shelby will let it roll out. That could just do it. Hayes for Knox County into the backcourt. Here's Clocky, and Fantasteel will foul. So the Knox County Eagles are going to improve it to it. 7-15 on the year, and they'll have a date with the Milan Wildcats in the district semifinals. Pretty much all formality at this point. So some of the South Shelby seniors will come on in a final salute. That would be Justin Ali, Rockwood, Parker Painesteel. And they'll put the first one in. Second one coming, 4 o'clock. 2 for 2. That'll do it. 52-45. Knox County advances to the district semifinals. Connor Hayes with a total of 20 points for the Knox County Eagles, and he will get our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Take a break on QuickCentralMoInfo.com, and we'll get you ready for the girls' contest between Schuyler County and the Knox County Lady Eagle. I'll be coming up on Information Radio Quick.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Board of Education Administration, faculty, and staff of the Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of their students and the dedication they demonstrate in everything they do. Cardinals, everyone in the South Shelby District wants you to know that they are with you every step of the way. The hard work and determination you exhibit during practice and in the classroom will show in all that you do. The Shelby County R4 School District of Clarence and Shelbina are proud of the Cardinals and wish them all the best.
Save precious time by stopping at Erico Convenience.